Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sans Pants Radio, we've only ever sent dogs to space.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Hey everyone, just letting you know that if you sign up today over at SansPantsPlus.com at either the Hero or King level, not only do you get episodes early, but we've just started a brand new series of D&D. The Plumbing Boys play slash ruin the Yawning Portal, where myself, Dusha and Jackson create D&D versions of ourselves and try to beat D&D. Episode 1 of us tackling the Sunless Citadel is up right now, so go do yourselves and us a huge favor by signing up right now at SansPantsPlus.com for even more weekly bullshit from your favorite boys.
Welcome to episode 14 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm Joel Zammert, and I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
I'm Michael Shanks, and I'll be playing the role of Squim Norton.
I'm Jackson Bailey, and I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saucier.
Adam! Damn!
Previously!
These words are all that is left. Why would I lie to you? What cause have I to hurt you, traveler? Turn back while you still can.
You notice the sand shifts, or you know when in the movie there's like something underneath the sand and the sand
fucking
ripples?
Fucking tremor bullshit.
Hey, there's tremors. The movie is happening.
Got
in
it.
The next room.
You Knight's code attack. Is kind of stupid when it comes to animals. I just want to point out.
I'll see you soon, Lilith. Souls shall fuse in heaven.
I want to hear a worm laugh.
I want to hear that worm laugh.
Please be the worm.
What a funny worm.
So, its head turns to the side, and because of that, the acid orb drops straight onto your face.
Robots are immune to gas.
Robots don't need to breathe.
Do the robots not need humans to still make them?
No.
That's true.
We felled the beast. Roll for experience.
Ah, thou art my friend forever and a day.
You stand around the gaping hole to the lower level, looking at Shane below you. He looks up to you, seeing you hesitating.
There's no one else climbing down? Is that what's happening?
I'm not sure. I think we all climb down, and he has a sleep in that room with the dead.
Oh, yeah, that's
climbs
right.
Into the carcass of the dead
worm. I spider walk down for safety.
Yeah, and we gotta fucking excavate.
Yes. And also loot these worms.
Worm loot.
Hopefully we'll find
gloom
some.
Gloom falls when he climbs down.
Fucking gloom.
Is he gonna die?
Catch him.
Gloom can't die.
He might.
I forgot how weak gloom was.
Oh, no, he survives the fall, but he, like, breaks his back. He hits the ground. You all hear crack, and he's like, I can't get up.
Can I feed him a health potion?
How do we stop this from happening in the future? Is there a...
I feel like we gotta, like, what, you know...
Can we take a 10? It's a climbing rope.
You can, but no one said so. And I am nothing if not trying to kill you guys.
Fuck you.
Rude.
Actually, if you take a 10, you still fail. No, wait, someone does.
Probably me. I got the shakes.
Anton still fails if you take a 10.
Well, I guess we all take a 10 except for Anton.
Yeah.
All right.
Which means that you have less than a 50-50 chance of making it.
That's truly not a surprise. Can we give him a health potion to fix his back?
Yeah, yeah. Which potions do you want to give him?
I've got two Cure Light.
Yeah, Cure Light's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't need many hit points. He's a weak boy.
He's only got like 13, yeah?
Yeah, roughly there. After he drinks the health potion, he's able to get off.
Good.
Hey. He's now cured.
Gloom is in the room, I say. Nobody likes it.
I do.
You roll for that one.
I liked it.
I'm enjoying the nickname we are giving him. it's the gloom.
Oh, right. Speaking of nearly killing you. You throw off the poison.
Who does? Oh, you.
All right.
You're full of
make
poison.
A secondary save.
But what about that plague? Can I check my lymph nodes?
You want to check yourself again?
Yeah. I just see him fall, clearly probably fall down the rope, I'm guessing.
Have I fallen yet?
Yeah, everyone's down. Sorry, I should say, everyone has climbed down into the sand-filled room that you, like I said, will need to excavate to even just look for doors.
Right.
So, Shane, you give yourself a little bit of self-check. You give yourself a self-check.
Yeah. Look for lumps. Clever.
For lumps.
You find a lump.
Dang.
Where?
Your lymph nodes.
Dang.
You got the shakes.
Dang.
Better check yourself.
I don't check.
Clever. Just don't want to know.
I'll feel the shakes when I feel the shakes.
All right.
So how bad do we have the shakes?
I start shaking.
It's still in early stages. So you were able to fight it off for longer than fuckface over here was.
So the shakes, you just got to rest,
yeah? It's just bed rest.
Just bed rest, that's what gets you?
Unless it kills you.
That's what gets you.
So the shakes will... Either you'll get better or you won't.
It's fine. Right, you carry on. You're not so bad as me. I'm in a very terrible way. But,
like, this is going to take, like, not a long time, I reckon, to hit in. Oh, I'll start digging.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, where do you want to start digging? Which direction?
Adamwood.
Okay. So I'm going to say for each individual excavated wall, it's going to take you a day.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Okay, I like the equipment, though. Fuckface Gloom brought it.
Yep.
Thank God we don't have to eat. That's lucky. Yeah. You get all the rations.
For what it's worth, should we bother looting the ash worm? Is that something?
Oh, yeah.
The ash worm,
we'll have a gander.
Have a quick gander.
That would be another excavation.
That's fine. We got the time.
I reckon this one, the non-shaky one in the room.
Hello.
I think we're doing the most of the heavy lifting, I want to assume.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Give it
a
look.
Non-shaky. So, Shane, your dexterity is reduced by one after this day of excavating.
Super good.
You think that's bad? Mine was reduced by 4.
And Squim, 7.
Reduced by 7?
What?
I take it I got the shakes.
You got a -1 now.
Oh, dexterity?
Yep.
I thought I had 16 dexterity.
So the big number, 16, you don't actually rub this out because it's kind of a temporary thing.
Okay.
Provided you
survive.
Either way, it's a temporary thing.
It's a temporary thing. So you, for now, instead of 16, your dexterity score is 9, and 9 translates to a modifier of -1 instead of +3.
Right. Oh, I see.
That will greatly impact your Eldritch Blasts.
Oh, no. You're going to hit friends.
That's my thing.
That's my jam. Okay, so how about all just rest?
I smell Lilith's hair.
Oh, Anton.
To fortify myself.
Things are so bad for you.
What is the situation?
It hasn't progressed, but you don't feel better. You don't feel any better.
Dang.
Can we just nap?
Yeah. Nap till we're better or dead.
We nap till we're better or dead.
Oh, you've uncovered... you spent your time excavating, so you've uncovered a door on the Adam side of the room.
Right.
Do we go...
I detect magic on the door.
You don't accidentally detect magic on, like, my rooster or whatever? If
you detect 4 faint magical auras in the distance past that doorway.
Sometimes magic's a good thing, guys.
That's true.
You detect a slight aura of transmutation, a slight aura of illusion, a slight aura of necromancy, and a slight aura of evocation. So these are 4 individual auras.
Ooh.
So evocation is like a fireball, like a spell that creates energy, essentially.
Yeah, all right.
Transmutation is something that changes from one form to another. Illusion is kind of self-explanatory, and necromancy is
we all know it's the devils.
Yeah,
I mean the dead.
So, would you like to explore beyond this door, or are we keep taking it safe? For
we're
now?
Taking it safe.
We rest until we're better or dead.
Okay, so
but you might not be dead.
So I'd say that excavating, while it is kind of heavy labor, it's not that actually labor intensive, just to move sand. So you can continue to make progress in the excavation while still just resting.
We'll take the next day to go, say, the Zammetwood one.
Zammetwood? Okay.
Zammetwood door.
You find another door there.
I feel like... At what point am I unplayable, Adam? Like, what is my strength, my dex modifier got to be before?
Two rooms ago.
You were unplayable about the time you finished fighting the Ashworms.
Oh, God. But, like, at what point can I no longer move?
Well, so a zero score of any stat, for physical stats, strength, dexterity, constitution.
A zero score is death?
No, a zero score is immobile, so you're paralyzed, except for constitution, which is death.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Zero constitution is death.
Okay.
Zero intelligence, charisma, or wisdom is a potato, a vegetable.
Yeah, unplayable.
Yeah, so only constitution necessarily. Kills,
Well, I mean, what's the point? Anton has a dex of zero. Like, I can keep playing. Funny.
Very funny.
So what happens?
How we doing?
You find another door excavated.
Oh, that's fine.
How is our illness progressing? That's what we're worried about. My largest concern right now is my physical well-being.
Shane, you still look like you're a little while away from recovery.
Dang.
Anton seems on the up and up, getting better. Hey.
All right.
Squim, you've almost fought it off.
Hey. Fuck.
You're a tough one. You're a tough one, Squim.
All you got to do is get Squim's blood and inject it in.
I steal
it
from him.
We do have a needle.
You still have that needle.
We could just get rid of whatever goop's in it and I'll give you a little bloody.
Yeah. Is that?
I don't like our chances.
Are we, like, none of us are medical doctors.
Not in the slightest.
We'll excavate Jackson Wood whilst...
Well, should I detect magic on this door?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good plan. Sorry. Yeah, good idea.
You detect no magical auras in that direction.
Oh, okay. Adam is magic. All right. Excavate the next one. Have a sneaky nap.
Okay. On this third day.
Yeah.
Squim, you have fought off the disease.
Oh, hey! Shakeless boy.
Everything's coming up, Squim.
Anton got rid of it too. Lucky boy.
Got his con back.
Got his con back too. Just all I needed was bad rest, turns out.
Over the last day, you guys have started hearing sounds upstairs.
We could set a trap. So if somebody jumps down, we've got like swords pointed upwards or something. So they pull on our swords.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But then we got to sacrifice some swords.
That is the problem.
I never use my morning star.
You probably can't assume that they're going to just drop down here. They'll probably climb down like you guys did. Oh, possibly on the rope that you still haven't really taken off.
Oh, I take off the rope.
Forgot that.
How is Anton and myself doing?
Yeah, in terms of sickness, Adam.
Shane, now you kind of look like you're on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. Anton too, he's healthy.
Anton,
healthiest boy,
is very sick.
It's a real roller coaster ride.
I feel like I'm a bit better.
Anton is very red and sweaty, and he has trouble doing the most basic of tasks.
Looking great, mate.
I feel as though today I am improved. This is some word. I say as I just fall face first in the sand.
Yeah.
So we can open one of the doors.
Detect magic on Jackson Way and see what's there.
I detect magic on door numero trois. It's a mixture of Italian
and
French for you.
You detect a illusion magic in that direction. Ooh. A powerful, large illusion magic.
It's a holodeck.
Everybody in! Let me live up my last moments in peace.
Yeah, right. Well, we want, like, major magic, illusion magic, or no magic.
Yeah. We have one side, you have the other side, so we could check that out as well.
But the
gang's upstairs.
Oh, the gang's upstairs. Well, then, do we want to kind of still be in this room to
fight them?
To kind of be aware, like, of that? Or do we want to escape? I don't know.
Got
to
be careful because they might do the same thing you did to the Ashworms.
Oh, true.
Illusion room.
Illusion room.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Leave me here. I can fend them over.
They might take pity on us if they see him.
It's like. Sure, mate. Sure.
I will nestle myself amongst the sand in this room, facing the entrance, Adam.
You open the doors to a large, long room that has, up the opposite end of from you, a entire wall mirror. The mirror reflects the room that you guys see before you. And it reflects every object in the room. The objects in this room look remarkably fine. There's very little decay here. A lot of the items here are stone, so you fancy that helped prevent them from facing too much decay. And there's a lot of actual knickknacks here. Like, you see a crystal decanter with some wine glasses around it. There's no actual wine, but there's a painting on one of the walls that looks as good as new, pretty much.
Huh.
And a bunch of other just miscellaneous objects.
I'll also cast Chill Touch on my rooster and send it with them.
All right.
Can I walk in?
You can enter if you'd like.
Can I use my vision, my good eyesight or whatever? Like, I really study the reflection to see what is reflecting.
And if anything's not?
Yeah.
Do you do that as you're entering the room or do you stay outside?
I stay outside and I check to see if there's any objects that aren't reflecting or are reflecting in a peculiar manner.
See if we got any bloody philosopher's stone in
our own reflections.
Oh, clever.
When you step into the room, Shane, the kind of untouched room that you were once looking at changes almost immediately, and it goes from being brand new almost in appearance to every other room you've seen here. There's still a lot of this stuff is still in existence, like a lot of the stone equipment, and even the crystal decanter is there, but it looks old. All of it looks decayed and a little destroyed. The mirror, however, remains with that reflected image you originally saw. One other notable feature in the room is standing roughly up the
mirror ghosts.
Facing away from you in the mirror is a huddled figure. It is not reflected in the mirror, but neither are you.
Well, the mirror is clearly like an illusion.
Right. I think it is a ghost woman. Man.
No one else can see this, by the way.
Here. Oh, okay. If you enter the room, you see a figure.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not great. I could try and detect if there's some magic, if you can describe where it is. I like point where exactly where it is. In the back, but in the middle, to the right a little. And I try to detect magic.
The illusion magic aura that you're detecting here is kind of overpowering anything else. You think you get a snippet of another type of magic, but the illusion magic possibly is there to hide whatever it is.
I express these details to Shane. Right. So I guess it's hiding the figure. Oi!
The figure slowly rises and turns around to face you.
G'day, mate.
How you doing, buddy?
How you going,
this
mate?
This revolting, stooped humanoid appears to be composed of dark grey ash.
So you doing all right?
Through which rivets of blood flow like exposed veins. Its mouth gapes with terrible teeth, and its claws look eager for fresh victims.
We're fighting a demon. We're fighting some kind of demon. You think, all right. Imagine a mummy.
Uh-huh.
That's sort of hunched over.
A Brendan Fraser's?
Yeah, but there's no bandages or everything. Okay. So just kind of like mummy-shaped with kind of claws. Now, imagine its mouth. Instead of its mouth, it's kind of like a Sarlacc pit. So it's kind of like a butthole mouth, but like
full of teeth.
Full of teeth. And
toothy butthole.
Like an average butthole mouth.
Yeah. Toothy. Chompy.
And then just covered in veins. Visible veins. Hearing this description.
You can't see it yet.
Oh, fair.
I say to Shane, hey, Shane, there's no doors in this room, right, that you can see? Other than what we came in?
No, there's no other doors.
Nah. Well, do you want to just leave?
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Well, before we get to that,
a little bit.
I'm with you, mate, but
I'll take a green.
Geese a sack.
Well, it's not a bad idea.
Is my rooster
can you
tricked
count the
by
squares
the
between them, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, guess who's gonna get to attack you this time? Move it right up to him, please.
Bullshit.
It moves completely silently across the sand on the ground. Oh, that's I don't know if
scary.
I mentioned this, but there's sand all over the
I
ground.
I figured you said it was like every other room, and every other room is just chockers with sand.
And as it moves across the sand, you notice that it doesn't run or it doesn't sink into the sand. It moves very gracefully over the sand as if it were a creature born to the desert.
Mm. Like, I don't want to put it in a box or anything, but I reckon he'd be real good at ballet.
Like if you could take one back
the
to the big city.
The ability that
it
is using is called Sand Dancer. So
educate him.
Educate him.
you know, give him a proper education, teach him how to dance.
Like, he could, like...
use that natural talent.
Just be a beautiful, almost like a wizard on the dance floor.
Man.
It grabs you and bites you in your exposed neck.
You're going to become one now.
8 points of damage.
Fuck off.
Time for you to become a sand vein man. Look out.
Haha, hang on. Nah, he just got plagued. In your face, thing.
That's what it takes. You get a plague, that's the best move in the game. Contract a plague so that others get the plague off you.
Fuck yeah, plague wizard.
Man, how cool. Disease wizard.
Then it is your turn, Shane. Take a step back, close the doors.
Yes.
When you close the door, I'm going to say out of initiative, by the way. You close the door and you hear on the other side the just rattling of it trying to throw itself against the door.
I'm hoping it'll tire itself out.
Do we have anything that we could brace the door with?
The door opens inwards, not outwards, and the creature doesn't seem to understand that, so it's just throwing itself at the door. So long as the door holds...
we're fine.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Not good. Not good.
Not great, mate. Not great.
How's the neck?
So, look, how you tell me. I can't look. So, is it all right?
I'm how good am I at lying?
And how good am I at believing a lie?
How much do you want to believe?
Oh, I'm like, you're going to be okay.
Thanks. I feel good.
I feel good. Got rid of them like, shakes.
Almost like the bite reinvigorated me.
Like it made me more powerful.
Go green.
Yeah, whatever.
It's probably fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. You seem assured.
Hey. See, got your back. And your neck.
Not going in that room.
No.
After maybe a minute, the banging stops.
Oh, that's perfect. We fix that problem. All right.
Okay, room number two.
That's the nomad.
Nomad room.
Nomad. Go nomad.
Nomad.
The Muggo room. Perfect. A long corridor. Oh, no. Another ghoul at the end. Another sphinx.
I need you for later.
Oh.
It opens to a corridor, which you can see intersects with another corridor and then continues onwards.
But we can't see what's at the end of the
eventually the light that you cast ends.
You can early sun stick and give you a sun stick.
I'll go to the T intersection.
And I follow at a decent distance.
I like that our marching order is basically like Zamet at the front, Shanks a little bit behind, mm-hmm. Jackson the other room.
Different rooms living. With gloom. No with gloom. Dying.
Not allowed to die. I'll send my Brewster with you.
All right, can you... detect. Oh, can I describe that thing to I'll describe that thing to Gloom, by the way. Like, don't go in there. Don't go in there.
All right.
Okay. I wasn't going to go anywhere just without you.
Good, just in case you thought maybe I should.
Best not. Nothing worth it.
Anyway,
the crossroads ends in three separate doors going in each direction. Right. So a door going Jacksonwood, a door going Youwood, and a door going Mewood.
No doors go Shankswood.
No doors.
Well, you haven't excavated in that direction.
That's true.
We did stop the moment we got
there. I detect magic on all three doors.
We'll figure out what's going on.
No.
No, no idea. I'm looking forward to the mercenaries come down and seeing if they just slit my throat.
If the mercenaries come down, we'll trick them into dealing with ghosts.
That was my plan. They come down and I'm like, we have been taken. There is a grand treasure in that room right there.
You detect no magic in all three directions.
Mm-hmm. Let's go Jackson way.
Yeah. You worked well last time.
Yeah.
You open that door?
Yeah.
First thing that happens is when you open the door, you hear click, and you're like, spears from just above you jut downwards.
Just shield it, you'll be right.
You step out of the way just in time, and they retract slowly.
All right.
The room beyond is a very odd mishmash of that sandy, dusty room that you've been encountering so far. There's, you know, ancient temple rooms.
Yeah.
And then some sort of giant water tank.
So thirsty.
Always drink the water.
So the water tank is on the opposite end. Mm-hmm. That little black dye I put roughly in the center of the room. Yeah. That's a small pedestal. And next to the small pedestal are two jugs.
Oh, I like puzzles.
It's like they are Die Hard 3 jug puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just Die Hard 3 this?
Let's all go watch Die Hard 3, otherwise known as With a Vengeance.
Yeah. Just make sure we got the puzzle.
All right. Is there any chance Adam watched that movie and he's like, I'm going to use this exact puzzle? Are the jugs of different sizes? Yeah.
They are two different sizes, yeah. You can also see the elven script for the number 4 at the base of the pedestal.
Okay, I check the floor for where the trap mechanism was.
You step into the room, and with a cracking sound, you appear inside the water tank.
Well, all right.
You're like, let me just...
All I did was check for where the trap was. I didn't even walk in.
I'm too excited.
Am I drowning?
Yeah, oh. You begin to drown.
Wait, so the tank has a roof on the top.
No, there's no roof, but when you try to swim out, you hit a solid surface.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, so, shit.
In one moment, while I explain drowning rules.
It's like that. All right, so there's a trap there, so where'd he go?
This is why I fucking love D&D.
I like that I'm pretty oblivious to what will probably be your death.
Yeah,
I have this feeling in the back of my head that actually I'll die last, but not in a good way. Because, you know, we've been careful with my body, not careful
Sammy,
with yours.
You better know this Die Hard.
You better remember Die Hard 3 like the back of your fucking hand.
It's just that, okay, so obviously there's like a number 4, which means you've got 4 liters. So obviously one's going to be like, you know, 5 and 3, and you pour that. So you have 2 liters, then you have whatever. But it's kind of like... But if I walk in there, I'm going to be in a water tank.
No conferring with the other players. So I cannot talk with them.
So I don't even know. You know what I mean?
I think all you got to do is just get your sword and be like, bang, bang, bang.
You have 168 seconds before he begins drowning. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set a timer.
Oh, no.
You have 168 seconds to solve this puzzle before I start making him roll for drowning.
Oh, God. And I can't confer.
No one can help him unless
I don't know what's going on.
Can I do a quick look around in the tank to see if there's anything in the tank that can maybe help me?
100. Fuck. Using a timer in a game. That's so good.
Shit.
All right. That's the best. Fuck.
This is supposed to be turn based, not real time.
Fuck you, Adam.
Time starts.
All right, Adam.
Now.
How much? What's in the room? What's in the room? What's in the room? You got to tell me these
things. Jugs.
Yes.
One has the elven script for 5. One has the elven script for 3. The pedestal has the elven script for 4.
All right, so, okay, so again, go fill up the 5-1 with...
Water?
Water.
Yep, that happens.
Cool, pour that into the 3-1.
All right, so then I'm going to go a little slowly to represent you needing to move around and get stuff done.
So then I'm left with 2 liters in 1 jug. Pour that into the 4-liter one and do it again to this 4 liters.
There's no 4-liter jug. There's a pedestal with the number 4 on it.
Fuck you!
You gotta get 4 liters into the 5-liter jug, Samit!
No, but that's what you described. What you said was... I can't tell you. What you were doing was right.
Yeah.
If he fails 2 rolls in a row, he's just dead.
Come on, Samit! Oh, this is math! So then we got 2, and then we got 3, and then we pour that out. Then we...
You did it the first time! I just don't think he heard you. You did
Jackson,
it.
You can see something's obviously happening. You enter the room.
All right. Okay.
Where's this going then?
We've got to put 4 litres, and I got a 5-liter and a 3-liter jug.
4 litres has to be in the 5-liter jug.
Basically, it's Die Hard rules. Die Hard to the Vengeance.
I have not seen that film!
I just need... Do we have another container?
Do we have another container? Nothing that is a liter. I can't do maths.
No, I just need like a water skin. Water skin! Sick.
Yeah,
I pour out my water skin and pour 2 liters into that.
You pour water into the water skin and it disappears.
Can I just go up?
All right. Okay. So then we're going to pour out the 3 liters, and then we're going to have one...
Oh, a better way of doing that would have been, like, the water skins are gallons. You need liters.
All right, so we have 2 liters in the 3-liter
40
jugs,
seconds.
Uh-huh. And then I'm going to pour... Oh, yep. And then fill it in, and then pour 1 liter into 3 liters. There we go, done.
Sorry?
All right, so...
I'm sure you're stopping working. It so okay. You can show you're working.
So we have... we poured 5 liters into the thing, put then that into
5 liters into the 3-liter one.
Yep.
And which means you got 2 liters in the 5-liter and a full 3-liter.
Yep, and then we're going to pour out the 3-liter one into the ground.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pour that 2 liters into the 3-liter one.
2 liters into the 3-liter, yeah.
And then we're going to fill the 5-liter one.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pour 1 liter into the 3-liter one. And then we have 4 liters.
You do it. Okay. Oh. That happens. You can surface. The invisible barrier is gone.
Oh. That was a shame, even though I have a swim skill of 1.
You had 33 seconds left. Good for you.
I just want to let you know that if I'd been in his position, you'd be pretty dead by now.
Good fun.
Goodness me.
Good fun.
The stress.
Okay, new rule.
Never had to do math since like about 10 years ago.
Do you remember last night when I was plotting some stuff out for this dungeon and I was giggling like a fucking idiot and you're like, what is this? And I'm like, I'll tell you tomorrow.
This.
Yeah. God damn it.
New pitch. If we enter a room and there's no seal or a door, let's just not go in.
Okay.
There's no joy for us there.
The pedestal clicks down when you put the weight on it. Squim is able to get out of the water tank and the pedestal splits in two and the little cog piece comes out of the pedestal.
Well, I guess we do have to do these rooms.
Puzzles!
All right.
Cog.
It's funny because you know, like the D&D is for Nerds logo has you menacingly having your hands over. Because you kind of jazz handed.
Puzzles!
D&D is for puzzles!
All right. Anything else in this room?
So you take the cog?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I got a cog, so I'm guessing the other two. Any other.
And yeah,
anything else in this room?
No, the room's barren otherwise.
All right, let's go Joelwood.
Okay, we go Joelwood. Super glad I'm sick. Enjoy puzzles, dickheads.
Get Gloom in here. He might be good at this.
I already detect magic on these doors.
Yeah. Isn't there magic?
Yeah, we should call down to Gloom. He knows stuff.
Gloom's got a fucking head on his
shoulders. He could have solved the
math problem. Why did I go? I'm in no way prepared for
Joelwood
puzzles.
Joelwood room is this tiny little garden shed of a room, and in it, there is a small mechanical-looking device with 1, 2, 3, 4 empty slots, 4 gears, and a lever.
Is there any, like, are they gears of different shapes? Or is it all uniform?
It's gears of different shapes, it looks right. like.
Well, I'm guessing I'm going to put the gear that we got to match that gear. Yep. All right.
You put it in. It fits perfectly.
Click, find the gears. Four.
Three more?
Three more holes.
All right, there's three more. One. We've got to fight that fucking...
Adam Cannavale, loving life.
Let's go to the Adam Wood one.
This one? Yeah, so the one across from the room where you nearly drowned.
Into another room where you nearly drowned.
Oh, man. This is my... The water room was my favorite puzzle, but only by, like, tiny amount. There's another puzzle room where I'm like super excited for you guys to find.
I'm not. I'm puzzles. Gonna die. Yeah, fucking right. Puzzles.
Also, that room opened and I was like, yay, puzzles! And then I fucking drowned.
Fuck.
You open the door, and do you remember that half scorpion creature?
Uh-huh.
Another one charges you.
That's not a puzzle. Adam, that's just a scorpion.
The room inside is completely destroyed. This thing has destroyed the room and made it its home.
So it killed the puzzle, basically.
We were supposed to take the eggs and give it to the scorpion.
Of course.
No? Okay.
Well, I guess we found that...
There's no puzzle to this room. You got to kill this creature.
Hang on, we can figure out this
My
puzzle.
My favorite puzzle, combat.
All right, hang on. So if we give him the one that killed the babies... Then we're good, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the puzzle?
That's the puzzle.
Man, you know what we should have done? If we'd opened that one first and run into the other room.
Just like open it, it charges straight into the drown.
Got him
good.
No, one of you would have had to go in first.
Yeah.
Do you not get that?
No, because like, if you like chicken Wile E. Coyote charging.
It's fine.
We gotta save the scorpion. Do the math.
Oh, God. Could have just let it go.
Well, fuck.
Scorpion fucks up like a dickhead.
Finally! Oh, good!
Fuck you! Fucking time.
Is this finally a break for our intrepid heroes? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.